CJLO 1690 AM, this is Great A Explosives, and what you just heard there was some Galactic Empire with the main theme from their first record, which I'm basically playing things from because, you know, I don't really even think they envision doing a second one, so kind of the best cuts are on there, as it were. And then before that, you heard part one of an interview I did with Chris from Galactic Empire, and, yeah, that pretty much covers all the time that just happened there in the past little bit. So now let's go on to part two of this interview that I did. And then after that, the second hour, we'll be chatting with Three Teeth. Well, we won't be chatting with Three Teeth. I'll have already chatted with and then play an interview I did with Three Teeth. And a band also from Philadelphia area called Botus, who are doing some black thrash type of stuff. But let's finish off this Galactic Empire set here, because I know you're very excited to hear part two of this interview. So here it is. Part two of the interview with Chris from Galactic Empire. Keep it locked. This is Great A Explosives. CJLO, 1690 AM.
You guys are doing all of the songs from like Star Wars movies. Mm. Do you think that this band has any kind of longevity? Or are you like, okay, after this, like, we're going to wait for like the next movie, maybe make something from that, and then... Like,
yeah, I mean, this band is just going to kind of exist for either as long as it can or as long as any amount of people contributed about it. I think realistically we've hit our cap in terms of the amount of music that we can do, because there are songs that we haven't done, but like only our drummer would know what those songs are, you know. So we've hit all of the iconic ones, we've hit more of the deep cuts on the second record that we did, and so I think the model for this band is going to be kind of like the, I mean, Steel Panther still puts out new music, but they're pretty much exclusively a festival band these days. You know what I mean? They found their niche, and that's where they stay, and that's probably going to be what Empire is realistically. I mean, unless we can find a way to, like, really vamp up the production on stage and, like, make it, like, an arena-worthy thing and get some money behind it, then, like, maybe it could grow somewhere else, but I think it's probably hit its ceiling as far as how much it can grow, so we're just gonna ride it until it stops moving, you know.
Is there talk at all of kind of doing like original music in the universe, like trying to write songs based on kind of the Star Wars universe?
No, because the music that we do is strictly the John Williams scores. Not only do we not know the first thing about how to arrange anything close to that, but like from scratch, but it's also just like the band has created a very specific identity around itself. So I don't really, like, people have asked us that before, of like, you ever gonna do vocals? You ever gonna write your own music? And the answer is probably not. Okay. I mean, if we were to do anything like that, it would be branching off into another project. Galactic Empire just kind of is what it is at this point.
All right. How familiar are you with the various genres that are in the Star Wars universe?
Not too familiar. You talking about music?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Because apparently, I was looking this up, and there's a lot of different genres within the Star Wars universe.
Are there?
The most prevalent being one called jizz.
I have heard of that. Is that the one? Is that the type of music that the Cantina band
plays?
Yes,
the Cantina band plays.
Okay. Hell of a name.
Yes.
Right.
Thanks, Star Wars.
I wonder if that slang existed in the 1970s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because if it did, George Lucas had to have been like this is gonna rough people up. You know what I mean?
Like I'm gonna put this out there, like in a secret thing, and people are gonna debate over it forever.
Exactly. Yeah. This band plays jizz. It's just uncomfortable to say out loud.
What's the worst musical instrument?
What's the worst instrument?
Yeah.
Real instrument, not Star Wars, like not a jizz instrument.
I mean, whatever you want to. If you think that there's a jizz instrument, that's worse.
The phrase jizz instrument is something I never hope I say again. Jesus Christ. The worst instrument. So, objectively, it's probably the recorder.
Okay. Yeah.
For me, it's the mandolin.
Mandolin?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah,
it definitely has its place, but in the very brief experience I had having to play a mandolin for a show, I hated it more than just about anything. So I'm gonna go with mandolin. I'm sure I'll think of a better answer later, but that's what I'm going with right now.
Fair enough.
I'll email you.
Yes. I need to add this in.
Yeah.
So you just got done playing today.
Mm-hmm.
what's kind of the plans for Galactic Empire / you over, like, the maybe next year or so?
Well, Galactic Empire has one more tour lined up this year. It's actually the only tour that we're going to do this year. It's been a slow one. Just kind of needed a break. We were doing 2 years straight of touring. I was like, all right, let's just go and chill for a bit. But I can't say where it's going to be, but it's not going to be in the States.
Okay.
We just haven't announced it yet, so
right.
I don't want to get in trouble. Myself, CJ, and we have another rhythm guitar player who fills in for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us got hired for a couple of tours. One is in the fall, and one is going to be early next year. I'm not allowed to say who that is with either, because I'm contractually obligated not to.
I understand. I understand.
But that being said, that's what's on the docket. And then other than that, Mike and I have another band that's called Illustrium that is going to be putting out its first label release sometime in 2020. So I'll probably do some shows in support of that.
Oh, what label are you going on?
I don't think I can say.
All right,
I
fair
don't
enough.
Think, the contract isn't signed. It's just
right.
agreed that it will be. You
gotcha.
Know? So.
This is fair enough.
Yeah, all of this stuff is so like everyone listening, just take my word for it. There are things happening you may or may not know. So just they're gonna happen. You might not see it.
This is I've come to expect this is the answer. I hope people listening to this also do at this
right,
point
right.
for bands. Well, thank you, good sir, for chatting with me.
Absolutely.
I hope that, are you going to be able to get into the city proper, or are you, like...
I mean, we were able to check it out a little bit last night. Realistically, probably not. Today's going to be spent at the festival, and then we leave tomorrow morning. So, it's the typical tour schedule.
Yes, of course.
You know? Come in, go to dinner somewhere, play the show the next day, leave, you know.
Even though everyone just has this fantasy that you're spending, like, weeks at a time.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, you must see so much. I'm like, I haven't seen anything.
I see so many parking lots.
Right,
so
exactly. Yeah, I see the backs of buildings, lots of dumpsters. That's it, yeah.
The dumpster tour of North America.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We don't see anything. We see the inside of a bus, and we see the inside of a venue. And every once in a while, there's a hint of sunlight. That's kind of where it ends.
Well, thanks for enjoying a bit of a hint of sunlight now.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you.